Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
What about this? Concerns have been raised regarding the increasingly popular practice of following up a sauna session with a cold water plunge. Water Safety Ireland says the dramatic temperature change poses significant risks, particularly due to cold water shock. I'm joined now by Anna Grant, Water Safety Ireland Education Officer. Anna, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Cormac. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've seen these, I'm sure. They're all around the coast and in various watering or bathing spots around the country where there was once this new age trend of going for a cold water dip in rivers and seas. Now there's a sauna in there as well. Are you saying that that's a danger?
Well, it's not a danger, Cormac. I think it's just really kind of focusing on the education and providing the correct advice for people who engage in these activities. So, like, firstly, I just want to start by saying it's fantastic to see the growing interest in saunas and sea swimming across the country, because we live in a country with some of the most beautiful scenic waterways in the world, and enjoying them is something that definitely we need to embrace. But again, as we mentioned, it's by taking a few simple precautions that people can really enhance their experience and stay safe. Mm-hmm. So we've obviously seen a huge surge of the popularity of sea swimming and dipping, particularly during obviously COVID and the lockdown, where many people kind of went to the sea as a refreshing way to relieve stress. And you can see now, I think, when a lot of people go to kind of popular swimming spots across the country, mobile saunas have definitely become quite common. And look, there's no point ignoring the fact that the combination of cold seawater and hot saunas, they definitely offer various health benefits. But as a lot of things, they also carry certain risks as well.
Okay. And what are the risks then?
So I suppose when we look at the risks, so if you're coming out of a sauna, obviously your core body temperature is extremely high. And entering water that is below 15 degrees can cause immediate physical reactions, such as weakness and hypothermia. And when people throw themselves into the cold water, it can cause immobility and drowning within minutes. And having that prolonged exposure to cold water, it leads to hypothermia, which can be influenced by obviously the water temperature and the protective gear worn that those individuals are wearing at the time. So when we look at the particular responses that our bodies have to cold water, we look at when we move from a hot sauna to cold water, that can obviously worsen fatigue. It can cause a loss of coordination, hyperventilation, like I mentioned, disorientation, decreased muscle ability. And these are all things that we definitely don't want happening when we're in water.
Well,
and we need to be aware
right.
of these risks.
Too bloody right, Anna, I can tell you.
Exactly.
Would it be better then to go into the cold water first and then the sauna?
That is definitely an option, Cormac. Yeah, but I suppose with some of the tips for entering cold water and when people are engaging in sauna activities and then going into the cold water, some of the key things that we would encourage would be to not... What we kind of find is they come out of the cold sauna and they throw themselves into the water, which...
Yeah. The big plunge.
Causes the initial shock.
Yeah.
So we would encourage them to enter the water slowly.
Oh,
and this
God,
will allow
that's
the
torture,
body.
Anna, though, isn't it?
That is torture, but I mean, it will allow the body.
Hang on a second here. What you're saying is definitely right, but it sounds like you're adding to the torture of getting into the cold water. It's hard enough at body temperature, isn't it? But if you're heating
exactly.
the body up and then you're going in slowly, that's excruciating.
It might be torture at the time, but you've got to think of... You won't drown and you won't have that potential risk. So entering the water slowly, that will allow the body to acclimatise and prioritise blood flow to the vital organs. We encourage people to really focus on their breathing, so take slow, long, deep breaths when entering the water, in through your nose, out through your mouth, the normal kind of method that we do. And one other key thing that I want to mention is we do encourage people to scoop water up and pour it onto the forehead, the chin, and the back of the neck, and repeat this a couple of times, because this causes our body to think that it's actually going underwater, and it activates our mammalian dive response. So it will slow down the heart rate and help us remain calm when we're actually entering the water.
Okay.
So there are three tips that I would encourage everyone to just think about if they are going from sauna to cold water.
Okay, so three times. I've often heard as well, not often, but I've heard of people doing sauna, cold water, sauna, cold water. Does it make any difference if you're going in for a second round, let's say? Do you still have to take the same precautions?
I would personally, yeah. And that's something that we would encourage, because I suppose you're coming out of hot, you're going into cold, and you're technically just repeating the process.
Okay. So let me read some of the text here. The real problem, says a listener, is protecting the head when going from hot to cold environments. Is that right?
It would be. And I suppose in some of the tips that we've mentioned, they're around, you know, scooping the water up, pouring it on the forehead, the chin, and the back of the neck to really just prepare yourself for that cold water immersion. Mm-hmm. So that is definitely something that we would encourage. Absolutely.
What if you wear one of those, I don't know the proper name for them, the water hats or the swimming caps that provide some sort of insulation? Would that help?
It would, because as I mentioned, in terms of the cold water dangers, and we think of hypothermia, so the delay, I suppose, wearing, depending on the water temperature and the protective gear worn, that would obviously delay the onset of hypothermia. Mm-hmm. So if someone was wearing a swim hat, naturally, if you're, you know, if your head's warm, that would tend to keep your whole body warm as well. So that is definitely something that would help.
Okay. One more says, a listener, should saunas be located in populated areas as opposed to remote country areas? I mean, there's no way to answer that, is there?
There's no way to answer that. That completely depends on the sauna operator and the location of those operators, I suppose. So, yeah, there's no real answer to that. Mm. I suppose generally now when you look across the country, they do tend to be kind of scattered around in those popular swim resorts to get more people in. But that would be completely down to the person.
Yeah, I suppose swim with a friend or go with a friend if you can. A listener says, my son woke up after fainting after one of those sauna sea swim throngs, and he plays sport at a very high level. I suppose we should say if done carefully, that they're
if
great.
If done carefully.
You know, they're great.
And that's something we really, I suppose, within Water Safety Ireland, you know, education is a huge piece. Mm-hmm. We don't want to scaremonger people. We don't want to put people off taking part in these activities. It's just about doing it in a safe and responsible way.
Okay. Well, look, 51551 for your text. It's great to get the advice and very good tips. Anna Grant of Water Safety Ireland, their education manager. Thank you very much indeed for joining us in the programme.